Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Willie. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Carl Willie. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The first baseman, Andre Rogers. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mel Roach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Curtis. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jack Curtis. And now, play ball. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spangler hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mathews is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aaron hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Aaron reaches second base with a double. McMillan goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Braves. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Adcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aaron scores. It's 2-0, Braves. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Roach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rogers hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan catches it and throws to first to double up Ashburn. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. White takes first base on ball 4. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Willie strikes out. 2 outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Curtis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman takes first base on ball four. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altman scores. Santo moves to third. It's 2-1, Braves. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Roach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball towards right. Altman catches it and throws to Banks, who relays to Rogers to double up McMillan. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Aaron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Curtis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Curtis hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Altman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Adcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spangler. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Don Nottebart now pitching. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roach is 0-for-1 in the game. Roach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Curtis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Curtis is 0-for-1 in the game. Curtis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Nottebart batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Nottebart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Spangler is 0-for-2 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McMillan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matthews moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Matthews moves to third. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo bunts towards third. Matthews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Bob will pinch hits for Mel Roach. Bob Hendley now pitching. Don Zimmer pinch hits for Bob Will. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Santo tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Jack Curtis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtis is 0-for-2 in the game. Curtis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Curtis moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Don Zimmer now playing second base. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Demerit pinch hits for Bob Hendley. John Demerit is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Demerit hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Antonelli now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Antonelli covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas who is chasing the ball. Santo reaches third base with a triple. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Taylor is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Taylor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Al Spangler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Spangler is 0 for 3 in the game. Spangler hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McMillan is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Aaron is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Aaron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matthews moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Adcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Zimmer is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jack Curtis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Curtis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Curtis strikes out. 2 outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ashburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bowling is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Johnny Antonelli. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score. Chicago Cubs, 6, and Milwaukee Braves, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.